Hello, my name is Mark Whiteman, and this is an extract from my story, French Rose Friday. For Fitz, we Peaky and Kenny, the founding, and thus far only members, of the Portobello Young team, Fridays meant joining the other S3 boys at Portobello High in a game. The object of the game was Margaret Pettigrew, or, to be more specific, Margaret Pettigrew's knickers. Margaret Pettigrew wore knickers with the days of the week embroidered across the front in coloured thread, which matched the binding round the legs. She'd rarely been known to wear the right pair of knickers for the right day, and to add to the intrigue, she possessed several sets, all in different colours. So, Tuesday might find her wearing Magenta Monday, and Monday might be Watermelon Wednesday. And if there was any discernible pattern to her choices, the boys were yet to decipher what it was. The game was simple enough. Find out which pair of knickers Margaret was wearing on any given Friday, and the first boy to correctly identify the combination of day and colour was the winner. The successful spotter earned a point, and the results were kept by Fitz in a league table, logged in the back of his science jotter. There were also bonus points on offer for beating the record for fastest time, but none of the boys seriously expected to beat Big Willie Tierney's record. Big Willie had successfully identified Terracotta Tuesday at 18 minutes past 10, just 3 minutes into double English in the first week of the Christmas term. The boys all agreed this was some performance by Big Willie, as the class hadn't even finished sitting down and Margaret still had her duffel coat on. Margaret was aware of the game. Her best pal, Shona Miller, had heard about it from her big brother, Pedro, who'd heard about it from the brother of one of the S3 boys, and Shona had told Margaret. Margaret was a cheerful, friendly, big-hearted girl. There was a rumour, fast approaching legendary status among the boys, that she'd once let Pedro Miller snog her in the cupboard of the domestic science room in return for a packet of pickled onion space raiders, a rumour she refused to confirm or deny. She didn't really mind the game. In fact, the idea quite amused her, but she didn't see why she should make life easy for the boys either. One Friday, feeling mischievous, she wore a tartan pair garnished with the words "I love Scotland" in silver lamé. Despite several reportings of glimpses of multi-hued fabric, the boys were left scratching their heads, and agreed to declare the day's competition null and void.